AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. State-sponsored reports out of Iran say the production of enriched uranium has quadrupled there. It comes as tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran. On Twitter earlier today, President Trump said if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran, adding, never threaten the United States again. This is British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Well, I would say to the Iranians, do not underestimate the resolve on the U.S. side in this situation. They are not seeking a conflict. They don't want a war with Iran. But if American interests are attacked, they will retaliate.
Hunt says Iran is in a part of the world where things can get triggered accidentally. In Alabama, a man is in custody charged with killing an Auburn police officer. Then that person has been charged with capital murder.
The suspect was someone that we were not familiar with before this incident last night. We have not had any dealings with him here in this community. He was in the military for a number of years and just someone who worked locally, and we've not had any issues with him prior to last night.
Police Chief Paul Register identified the suspect as Grady Wilkes. He says Wilkes opened fire when officers responded to a report of a domestic disturbance. Two other police officers in Alabama were injured. Huawei could lose its grip on the number two ranking in worldwide cell phone sales after Google announced it would comply with U.S. government restrictions meant to punish the Chinese tech powerhouse. It ups the ante in the trade war between the U.S. and China. A husband and wife charged with violently abusing a young autistic woman in Louisiana and forcing her to live in an outdoor cage pleaded guilty to multiple crimes in federal court. Prosecutors say the victim was at times beaten, burned with a cigarette lighter, and forced to eat the cremation ashes of her late mother. An Internal Education Department watchdog says Secretary Betsy DeVos sometimes used personal email accounts for government business. This is AP Radio News. Ford is making the next move in a restructuring.
The automaker says it's cutting 7,000 white-collar jobs as part of a major restructuring that's due to end in August. The cuts will save the company about $600 million a year by eliminating bureaucracy and increasing the number of workers reporting to each manager. In the U.S., Ford already has cut about 1,500 workers out of the 2,300 jobs that will be cut through buyouts and layoffs. Most of Ford's white-collar workers are in or near the company's headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan. I'm Mike Hempen.
Plant-based burger maker Impossible Foods has a new product, meatless sausage crumbles. Little Caesar is testing the products on pizzas starting today at 58 locations. Burger King is testing an Impossible Whopper and could sell it nationwide by the end of the year. Even meat producers like Tyson Foods are investing in plant-based meats. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.